Torrential rains, floods and landslides have left more than 200 people dead or missing in western China. In the province of Sichuan, in some areas of the foothills of the Himalaya Mountains, the flooding has been the worst in 50 years. Rainfall on the county-level city of Dujiangyan was the heaviest on record. The downpour triggered a landslide at a hillside resort, leaving at least 18 dead. More than 100,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes in Sichuan as a whole. Thousands of homes have been destroyed and transportation brought to a virtual standstill in hard-hit areas. Nationwide, the Ministry of Civil Affairs says that more than 2 million people have been affected by flooding this week. Outside of Sichuan, deaths have also been reported in the northern provinces of Shanxi and Ningxia, and even the central provinces of Henan and Hubei. Experts say the bad weather will certainly affect this year's harvest. Imports of wheat, for example, are already on course to be the most in 9 years. The government has taken the unusual step of halting its domestic stockpiling program, considered essential for national security, in an effort to contain rising prices.
Sustaining grain security has always been one of the most important goals of the Chinese government. If a country cannot satisfy the basic food needs of its common citizens, then of course it has a very serious problem.
Yet in spite of this, the government can take comfort from the fact that so far this year there has been no sign of drought on the scale of that afflicting the country's north in 2011. Too little rain has always been a much bigger worry for China's leaders than too much of it.
If you look at Chinese history, a great many peasant uprisings have been caused by drought. If a harvest is bad and people don't have anything to eat, they are only a step away from rebellion.
On the Yangtze River, the government has raised its flood alert status. Downpours are expected in the waterway's middle and lower reaches over the weekend. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.